All right, here we go.
Who's starting? You may begin, Bobby.
You may begin, Bobby.
This is pretty emotional, so let me collect myself for a second.
All right.
We met up the stairs, and I asked if you were or, but instead, you were just freezing. I bought you a 64. We're both from the Milwaukee area.
That's it?
The end. Obviously, two people who are destined
it was a deep connection.
Yes, it was.
Thick goddess at Walmart. Just seen you walking through Walmart. Very beautiful lady with curves in the right places. You are wearing black leggings with fishnet sides running up the legs. You had a kid with you. If it's you, HMU, tell me what I was wearing and where you seen me.
It sounds like an awesome outfit.
Yes. Yeah.
Hey, this is the guy you met at Jack's or better and went back to his place in Kaukauna like 3 years ago. Please get a hold of me.
Guy shopping at Walmart wearing white fur ear flap hat. You were at Walmart wearing a white fur ear flap hat. You were going through all the aisles in the craft school supply section looking for something. You also were wearing blue jeans. Shoot me a note if you want to talk. If you write fur flap hat in the subject line, I will know it's you. Describe your shirt just to be sure.
There's a lot of potential love slash misconnections at Walmart. You ever notice that?
It is. Seems to be a hotbed for that kind of activity. Yeah. This is cleverly titled Missing You. I think about you daily, my sexy sweeper man. I've seen you around the town we live in, and I still get those crazy feelings of excitement. For the past 7 months, I've tried to move on, but I'm still so much in love with you. I believe it was because we never really got to talk face-to-face when this ended. I hope you're doing good. I wish someday we could talk. I love you.
Oh.
I love you. Tara. I saw a post on Facebook today that talked about new rules for dating that stink for young people. One of them, the text went through, it's not the carrier of the phone, kind of drove the point home. You said you don't play that game, but yeah, you do. You couldn't go that long without your phone. I wish it didn't end like this and we could have said goodbye the right way. Anyone a stroll on the Trestle Trail Bridge, but such is life. I should have said goodbye when you wanted to reconnect a few weeks ago, but I wanted to see how it all played out. Truth is, I was never able to fully get comfortable with you. I'm not sure why. You're beautiful and sexy, but I was never able to relax. I think it's because I know a lot of what you told me wasn't truth. Something as simple as L instead of an R. You never trusted me enough to open up, so I was never able to relax enough to give you what you deserve. So I guess I have to say goodbye this way. I wish you the best of luck, and you don't have to worry about running into me. You were the only reason I ate there in the last 6 months anyway. Goodbye.
Boy, we have a classic misconnection here.
All right.
Saw you at the lights next to me near Walmart and Calumet with those license plate number. I'm not going to read that right now, though, because that would be giving it away. But by the time I got done shopping, I couldn't remember the last letter. You were in a blue Chevy crossover. I think it was an Equinox, but not sure. You're very cute. Wanted to get your attention, but the light changed and I was turning. You went straight. Although I'm hoping you aren't straight. If you see this ad and want to find out who I am, email me. Write Walmart guy in the subject line so I know it's not spam. And tell me what color hair you have so I know it's you.
Nice.
I bet you have a pretty smile.
Meow.
I noticed you tonight. I had a hard time repositioning my gaze. I hoped you would smile. Your kids are cute, too.
It was the gaze?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You sure had your hands full. Hope you read this. I'm not trying to change your life or mine. Just thought maybe you wanted to say hi sometimes with your pretty smile.
Yeah. That's right. Reposition my gaze. All right.
It's been a few months and still do think of you each and every day. Not necessarily good or bad. Just always think if you were honest about things, we may never have gotten to this point. Some of it's on me for not saying things. Kept waiting for you to be the person you said you were. So by faults of us, both something we know, both know we could have had good. It could have been great. But we'll always be grateful for what we had as well as disappointed in the way we handled it all. But that will come with age and maturity. Someday, may see what could have been and realize what you did was another, maybe a mistake. But I will always be happy with the way things are because life is what you make of it. And I truly wish you happiness and hope you find what you're truly looking for. Love always, JL.
What if JL talks like in broken sentences like that? No wonder it doesn't work.
No, that's nobody can understand you.
Misconnection Wednesday brought to you by Optivision.
We got our last one.
Our last one. Here we go.
Chuck E. Cheese. Sunday afternoon at the Big Rat. There you were, the sweet-looking tomboy with the mullet. You are a white girl. You had four kids with you. One looked African-American, two looked Hispanic, and one kind of Asian. You had no man with you, so I'm hoping you are currently unattached. Kind of wondering if you'd like to continue your little sexcapade and maybe have a little baby with me.
What?
I get so turned on by a woman with a mullet, one that takes charge.
And four kids.
And you look as though you're a take charge kind of dude or dudette. Now, I'm not sure what floats your boat, and maybe you're not into people. So if I have any chance at all, write me back. Put which pocket that silver chain to your wallet went into the subject line so I will know how you are my infatuation.
Wow.
It's Chuck E. Cheese, people.
That sounds That sounds like a hottie. Unbelievable. That's Misconnection Wednesday. It's brought to you by Optivision, where LASIK is $13.50 an eye. Regardless of your prescription, call them today. 1-800-20-HAPPY.